Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. We'll begin with the French premier saying country's government is entirely abandoning now a fuel tax hike, which was previously only suspended for 6 months following violent protests. Addressing lower house of parliament, Edouard Philippe said tax increase has now been dropped from the 2019 budget bill. He also voiced the government's readiness for dialogue. President Emmanuel Macron's also called on rival political leaders as well as trade unions to calm the anti-government anger. The protests began on November 17th in opposition to the rise in fuel taxes, but they have ballooned into a broad challenge to Macron's government. Four people have been killed and hundreds injured as a result of these rallies. Joining us now out of Madison, Wisconsin, is Mr. Frank Emspach, Executive Director with Workers Independent News. Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, Mr. Emspach. Now, your thoughts on this yellow vest movement we're seeing in France?
Well, on Saturday or Sunday, our estimate was that when the French economy would be negatively affected by this, then the French government would find a way to come to the table. And I think that's what happened. You're in the Christmas season and you cannot have a situation where the major shopping district of your capital city is in flames. And so I think the government recognized the situation and agreed to take the tax out of the budget for the next couple of years. They also said, however, that they're going to try to make up the money somewhere. And it's not clear, because while they said that they would get rid of this tax, they have refused to reinstate the wealth tax, which is one reason you needed the money in the first place. So I think that this is just sort of a pause in the circumstances while people reevaluate. Secondly, the yellow vest movement has not given up. They didn't say we have a victory. They said this is the beginning. Because I remember on the table are the decreasing services and standard of living of many, many people in France. You've got the issues of the post office, the pension, the rail service, and education, all of which have been cut or are threatened with cuts or have been modified in some way that lowers the standard of living for working people. And none of these are acceptable to the vast majority of people in France. In fact, the recent polling, President Macron has about a 20 or 23% rating. So I think we have an important concession on the part of the French government. I do not believe that it's the end by any means. And they're still going to have to work out both prior future funding and also what they're going to do about the global warming. This is not a defeat for global warming, but it's a message that the payments for global warming to fix the problem are not going to be simply shifted to working people or poor people.
So how does Emmanuel Macron, you know, how does he dig himself out of this hole? Because you just mentioned it goes beyond this fuel tax hike. Okay, so this thing, they abandoned the fuel tax hike. They're going to try to find the money somewhere else. But at the same time, these people are tired of living paycheck to paycheck, because at some point they could actually live paycheck to paycheck. They're saying now it just doesn't suffice. I mean, living standards, living costs, pardon, are out of control. Okay, wages have stayed stagnant for years now. There's been increasing austerity measures. You just alluded to. So what is going to be Macron's, you know, answer to resolve this crisis?
Well, so far his answer is to stick with the neoliberal solutions, saying that they will result in an increase in the competitiveness of the French economy and therefore more jobs. There is no indication that this is the case. So I think what we're coming down to is a real basic challenge to the direction of the French government and the economy under Macron's leadership. And all of these other issues, as you mentioned, are on the table. They cannot be solved within the framework of continuing austerity or neoliberal solutions. And so either the government is going to say, we're going to make a major step and do the exact opposite of what we said we were going to do, or ultimately, I think that government will be replaced.
Thank you for joining us and for your perspective, Mr. Frank Emspach, Executive Director with the Workers Independent News, there joining us out of Madison, Wisconsin.